True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. Tim Roy topside here at Chase Center along with Jim Barnett, Warriors, and the Utah Jazz. And of course, when you go to Salt Lake City, it's always a tough game there. It's a very underrated home court advantage. Everybody always talks about Denver, but it's at altitude in Salt Lake City. They will have some fans there. 1,500 fans, we are told, will be watching this contest in person tonight, including some relatives of Nico Mannion who have made the trek to go see Nico play. Jim, what are the key keys in this game tonight against a Jazz team that's playing as well as anybody in the association?
This Warriors team has to bounce back and show some life. I just thought they were very, very gave in too easily against the Knicks. You've got to have mental toughness in this league, and you've got to come out and you've got to just mentally prepare yourself and don't let someone just push you around. Don't accept it. Secondly, the Warriors are going to have to shoot a good percentage tonight. They shot over 50% against the Lakers in the win. They shot over 50% against San Antonio. They're going to need that kind of shooting tonight because you're not going to get a lot of second-chance points with the way they rebound at the defensive end with Gobert.
You know, Jim, there's a couple of things here. Rudy Gobert is one of the best defensive players in this era, and he's proven that. And he changes a lot of shots, but I'm curious tonight, and hopefully he won't get into early foul trouble. I'd like to see what the effect of having a guy like James Wiseman on the floor when Gobert is out there, what he's going to be able to do.
What Gobert's going to do? Or
what Wiseman's able to
what
do.
Wiseman's
yeah.
able, well, Wiseman will take him outside a little bit, first of all. I think he'll bring Gobert away from the basket. So look for him to even take a few threes tonight. But this is another challenge, and I thought the way he met the challenge with LaMarcus Aldridge against San Antonio, that was more than acceptable, his best game of the season by far. So I'm not sure you're going to get that many dunks like he did, but that'll be a nice battle inside for him. And he's got to stay out of foul trouble to stay on the floor.
All part of your CarMax keys to the game. Tim Roy along with Jim Barnett, and we are in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth brought to you by Cyber Policy. It is a winning cyber defense. And for the Warriors tonight, Stephen Curry, Kelly Oubre Jr., Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, and James Wiseman going up against Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell, Bojan Bogdanovic, Royce O'Neal, and Rudy Gobert. O'Neal, a real find for Utah. He has blossomed into a nice player. Undrafted in 2015 out of Baylor, 6'4", 226 pounds, and he loves to take threes. There's no doubt about that. He is there to take threes and to pass to set up threes. He's shooting 45.8%. Bojan Bogdanović, his play has dropped a little bit of late, not seeing as much time on the floor with Gobert. But Gobert with Mike Conley, that's proving to be a very potent combination for the head coach, and that is Quinn Snyder, a former standout for Duke. Warriors come in 14th in scoring at 111.7, and they allow 114.3. Utah scoring 112, which puts them at 12th, but that's more than good enough because they only allow 106 points a night. And, of course, it's a night where Stephen Curry might be able to get to a record-setting night. Needs three threes to tie Reggie Miller, second all-time on the three-point list, 2,560. Warriors wearing their Oakland jerseys. Well, the Jazz with white jerseys with the Jazz note in the J. Green numbers, blue letters on the backside. The Warriors jerseys say Oakland, splashed across the front. Draymond Green back on the floor, which is always good news for Golden State. And the Warriors will be going left to right on your radio dial. In this first half, opening tip controlled by the Jazz, and we are underway. Mike Conley takes it across the timeline, drifting to the right wing. Got it to Bogdanović. Now to Mitchell. Conley curling off a screen on the left side. Pick and roll Gobert. Gobert, they trap him. The ball goes in the corner. There's O'Neal with a three. And that's exactly what the Jazz want to do.
Like you said, he made six threes in their win over Milwaukee to start this 7-0 winning spree.
Here's up top James Wiseman. Dribble handoff to Wiggins. Back to Wiseman. He'll take a three above the arc left side. Misses everything. Goes out of bounds to Utah.
Now, I'm not surprised he went out there, but I was surprised he shot an air ball.
Conley wearing a white headband, the former Memphis Grizzly, plays catch with O'Neal. Conley guarded by Curry, low bounce pass. Got it to O'Neal. O'Neal turns, finds Bogdanović. He'll drive. Not a good finisher inside, but the ball goes to Conley, right corner. That's a three. Curry left Conley to help on Bogdanović, and might have been better staying home there. 6-0 Utah. We've played just a little bit over a minute. Here's Kelly Oubre Jr. Pulls up, takes a contested two. Not a good shot. Air ball. Rebound goes to Utah. O'Neal almost traveled with it. Gets it to Conley. Rhythm dribble three. Yeah, that's good. Three threes for the Jazz. 9-0. The absolute worst-case scenario start for Golden State.
Yeah, they look a lot different when it was Stockton and Malone going inside.
Yeah. That ship has sailed out of the Great Salt Lake. Wiggins off the dribble, step back jumper, rattle didn't go, and here come the Jazz again with early offense. No ball movement for Golden State right now. Here's Donovan Mitchell. Bounce pass Gobert, goes up, and his block. Oh, he banked it in over Wiseman. Very tough shot. I didn't know if that was going to go in. Ball knocked out of bounds by Conley, and it's going to be Warriors ball in the inbounds. 11-0.
Gobert thought he was going to go to the free throw line, thought he got fouled. They did not call that on Wiseman, but he did manage to bank it in nonetheless.
You have to know who you're playing. Draymond Green gets open for a three at the other end. Shot no good. Rebound Bogdanović. He's on the jog. Warriors being shut out here. Gobert was open. They go to O'Neal, right corner. There's another three for Utah. 14-0 start for the Jazz. 9:52 to go first quarter. Oh, my goodness. We'll take the timeout of the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Sleepy start for Golden State, 14-0. And the Warriors not only not playing well, the ball's not moving, and their recognition, Jim, of personnel, not there.
Yeah, you've got to realize that Bogdanović now has three assists. He's looking to kick the ball out, and you've got to cover the corner three, the shortest distance there.
Draymond Green with the ball on the offensive end. Warriors going at the basket to our right. Entry pass by Wiseman, deflected out of bounds by an overplaying Bogdanović, and the ball will be thrown in on the near sideline. 14-0. Jazz are 5-for-5. They've hit all four of their threes, and all four really have been uncontested. Oubre Jr. pull up at the baseline and round it down. And finally, the Warriors are on the board in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. But they still trail by 12.
And their leading scorer, Donovan Mitchell, hasn't even scored yet.
Conley with the ball. He may not need to. at this point. Conley off the screen by Gobert. Conley at the elbow to the paint. Floats it up there. It's no good. Ball tipped by Wiseman. It's out of bounds to Utah. Again, the presence of Gobert causing problems.
Yeah, you got to get a body on him. When someone drives, I know Wiseman's looking to help a little bit, so he leans that way to go towards Conley and then loses a little position.
Ball thrown in far wing to O'Neal, to Mitchell. They're trying to get Mitchell a shot. Dribbles in. Step back jumper over Wiseman. That's up off the rim. Gobert right there. Nobody put a body on him. Easy dunk for Rudy Gobert. And this right now is a clinic for the Jazz.
Well, Wiseman left him completely there to help out.
Lob in for Wiggins. Wiggins touch pass out to Oubre Jr. Three ball off the rim. Again, Wiggins did not want to go inside on Gobert. Now takes a dribble. Takes a one-hander from the just inside the foul line. Missed that. O'Neal the rebound. Throws ahead to Mitchell. Mitchell probing the defense. Gobert gets away with an illegal screen shove on Draymond Green. Here comes Mitchell on the left side. Off the pick, really not set. Mitchell rotates over. Bogdanovich wide open. Takes a step, makes it even harder. Misses that. That's the first miss for Utah.
You said the right thing. Trick step made it harder.
Draymond Green to Kelly Oubre Jr. Squeezes by Conley. No good. Rebound tipped away by Wiseman, and it's grabbed by O'Neal. Here come the Jazz again. Conley to Mitchell. Corner three left side. No good. Draymond Green the rebound. 16-2 Utah. We've played 4 minutes of basketball.
Take advantage now that they're cold a little bit here.
Pick and roll. Draymond right down Broadway. Throws over to Oubre Jr. in the corner. It's up. It's no good. Rebound. Good box out by Mitchell. It's a 5-on-4. Ball to Bogdanovich. Out to O'Neal looking for his third three, and he gets it above the break. Warriors are 1 of 9. 19-2 start for Utah.
I think it's overpassing by Draymond. I'd like to see a 2, then a questionable 3.
Absolutely. Wiggins, crossover dribble, squeezes by Bogdanovich. Ball high in the air, saved by Wiseman, throws it up top. Nobody moved for the Warriors, and Conley will step in, gladly take it. Bogdanovich to a running Gobert, blocked away by Wiseman. Draymond Green gets it to Curry. Curry bumped off his route and fouled, now knocked to the floor and fouled again.
Yeah, they didn't give him a step. They should have called that an O'Neal, which they did not initially.
See, I would not that it matters in this game, but I would vote for 2 fouls in that play. Got fouled twice. Boy, Utah has been so impressive. You can just tell. And Steve Kerr kept using the word in the pregame talk of continuity. And that's something the Warriors don't have right now. Golden State will have the ball, trailing by 17. Wiggins up top. Curry takes a handoff. Takes a three on the way. Got it. Oh, man, that was tough.
Well, yeah, he's sandwiched by 2 men on either side. But he's got such a quick release, they can hardly react.
19-5. Any way to end the quarter down by 10 or less would be a huge win for Golden State. Conley open, bounces into another uncontested three and nails it above the break on the left wing.
Boy, they're just smooth and relaxed in their offense.
Yeah, everybody knows where everybody's going to go. They're ready and waiting. Curry fires away. That's another three for Curry on the right side. And he's one away from tying Reggie Miller at 2,560. Here's Mitchell. Mitchell off a dribble. Open three. In and out. Rebound, Draymond Green. Draymond, 22-8 Utah. Into Wiseman. Wiseman in deep. Shoots a follow-away over. Gobert up and good for Wiseman.
I like that little move there.
Nice little confidence builder.
Absolutely. Went one way, then a little reverse pivot. A little fadeaway. And it was perfect.
Donovan Mitchell on the left wing. Gobert comes up with a high screen. Mitchell goes the other way. Dribbles on Wiseman. Fakes, spins, shoots over Wiseman. That's off the... Oh, it went in. Did Gobert tip that?
No. It went rim, backboard, rim again and in.
That is a hometown discount for Donovan Mitchell.
It was well defended by Wiseman. Yeah.
Curry to Draymond. Draymond, baseline, Oubre Jr. stops, finds Wiseman. Mid-range jumper, right side, knocked down another one.
He moved to the right spot, didn't he?
Yes, he did. 24-12. Wiseman with a couple of buckets. Warriors down with 5.5 left in the quarter. Mitchell to a cutting Bogdanovich. Nowhere to go. Pass knocked out of bounds. Saved by Curry, but goes right to Conley. Rotates over to O'Neal. Another three. Back rim miss. Ball tipped out by Gobert. Bogdanovich to O'Neal. Right corner three. No good. Rebound Curry. Curry the other way. Has Gobert on his hip. Uses Gobert as a screen. Takes a three and missed it. Oh, what a smart play by Curry there.
Yeah, we've seen that before. Bring your man that's defending you down the floor. his own man, his teammate, his center, not watching what's going on. It's walking the other way, and you're running right up his back.
Timeout, 5:08 to go first quarter. Warriors down 24-12 in the 95-7 the game. Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Jazz with the ball as we come out of the timeout. Donovan Mitchell to handle with Mike Conley going to the bench. Quinn Snyder has started kind of an unusual pattern for substituting his starters as Gobert off the floor as well. Favors coming on. This is a normal thing for the Jazz. Whistle, offensive foul on Bogdanovich as he dribbled into Wiggins and extended his arm. Bojan Bogdanovich with the foul call, much to his amusement.
Yeah, he's trying to get separation, but you got to get separation with your feet, not your arm.
Oh, yeah, that was just, how could he argue about that?
I don't know.
Draymond Green passed for Bazemore, deflected away. Wiggins went to catch it, dropped it out of bounds. And so it goes for Golden State in this first quarter.
Yeah, they can't afford giving up missed shot opportunities or make shots, whatever it may be. They need to get shots.
Donovan Mitchell runs into Bazemore. Foul on Bazemore as they collided going down the sideline. That's a foul that will go against the defense, no matter how it looks. Well, the Warriors right now just trying to stay close. I think, you know, you're on the road. You want to just hang around, not get blown out in the first half. Mitchell, doubled, nice double by Looney. Ball goes to Ingles. Cross-court skip O'Neal. Bogdanovich contested three this time, and he knocked it down. Utah already with 7 threes. They've outscored the Warriors 21-6 from three. Curry dribble drive down the lane to the rim. Blocked away by Derek Favors, the veteran who has rejoined his mates in Utah after a couple of years banished to New Orleans. Now inbounds to Wiggins. Wiggins off a screen by Bazemore. Laid it in. Nice play.
Lost Bogdanovich.
27-14. Bogdanovich dribble drive on Wiggins. That never had a chance. Ball rebounded by Favors. Favors rotates out to Joe Ingles, the Australian, for three. It's short. Bazemore back for the board. Bazemore will bring it up. Crossing the timeline, across the logo. Bounce pass down to Looney. Bazemore takes a handoff. Lost the ball on the baseline. Fell down, in trouble, trapped, and fell out of bounds. Now, if you had 3:52 to go in the first quarter when someone had the ball and went out of bounds, tonight you're the winner. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening.
Well, he came off that screen on the split, and he was about ready to explode up and take a jump shot. And I don't know how he lost the ball. Nobody was near him.
It's a mystery. Mitchell with the ball, left wing, plays catch with Jordan Clarkson, who's on the floor for the first time. Mitchell lob for Favors, blocked away. Bazemore got a piece of that, knocked it down. Here comes Wiggins down the right sideline. Wiggins, chest pass to Looney. Looney looks for a handoff, gets it to Curry, splits traffic nicely. Over to Wiggins for a three. What an assist by Stephen Curry as Wiggins converts from downtown.
I'll tell you, that was a beautiful play by Stephen Curry. He saw the whole thing just develop.
Like he says, he saw the picture that time. Ingles off a pick. Terminates. Gets it to Mitchell. Mitchell from downtown. That's good. Oh, my goodness. Utah is now 8 of 14 from distance. 30-17. Draymond Green dribbles up top to Curry. He's doubled right away. Feeds Looney. Looney waits. Gets it back outside to Draymond. Over to Wiggins. Fakes and fires. A three ball above the break on the left side. And Wiggins cuts it to a 10-point deficit.
I think he could be a much better three-point shooter. Just keep shooting like that and get it up in the air.
Now you need his scoring tonight.
Yep.
Mitchell, baseline, cut off by Bazemore. Finds Favors from 14. The jumper is good.
That's his favorite spot, isn't it?
Too many open shots, Jim.
Well, they're moving the ball well. There's no question about that. Hard to stay with it sometimes.
Curry behind the back to Looney. Leaves it for Wiggins. Wiggins will take it. Now pump fake. Takes a 15-footer. He knocked it down. He can feel it right now. He thinks everything's going in.
Yeah, the basket's looking about 3 feet wide for him. Give it to him again.
10 straight points for Wiggins for the Warriors. Clarkson, high post to Clarkson's having a great year, by the way, off the bench. Ingles near wing. Ingles runs his man through a screen, down the lane, bounce pass to Favors. Favors in traffic, jump hook from 10, up and good. Jazz scoring anywhere, anyhow they want. 34-22, minute 55, backdoor cut Curry. Curry now fakes Ingles, step back off of 1 foot, the baseline jumper! And oh, man.
You think Ingles expected that one?
Only in a game of horse.
Yes. in the backyard.
How are the Warriors down by only 10? 1:37 to go in the quarter. Mitchell spins away from attempted steal by Bazemore. Down the lane over Looney. Good.
Well, you go for a steal there and you don't get it. He's already in scoring position.
36-24. Warriors down 12. Curry now waiting. Curry bounce past Looney. Looney takes it in. Stops and pops from 8. It's good. Kevon Looney, who has been on fire in the month of January, has cut the lead down to 10. Mitchell runs in. That's going to be an offensive foul. Nice job by Kent Bazemore. Had great position. Gets the turnover.
Yeah, he moved his feet. And he saw help from the left side, so he knew, by the way, that he probably was going to come to him.
Donovan Mitchell and the Jazz really put together a great quarter.
See, he knew that Mitchell was going to go away from Draymond, who was on his left side.
So now with 1:09 to go, Curry has the ball up the floor to Looney. Feeds Damian Lee. Playing for the first time tonight. We have a whistle. We have a foul. Conley and Gobert come back. Gobert has caught the Garnett disease of chasing down shots. You know, people are going to do that after the whistle. They go and try to block the shot before it goes in.
Yes.
Somebody's going to break an ankle someday, and then that idiocy will stop. Looney to Damian Lee between the circles. Over to Curry. Curry fakes, dribbles in to the baseline by Gobert. Quick release, and they beat him to the rim, Jim.
My word.
Oh, man.
Gobert's trying to recover, but he's planted to the floor, and Curry just quick shot him.
Curry's got 10 points. That was incredible. How did he think of that? Ingles off a screen. We have a whistle. It's going to be a foul on Curry.
Yeah, Joe, to show you, Curry's last move, you don't have to jump high and try to dunk everything. He shot that one just nearly flat-footed, just right off the dribble.
He released it so quickly, Gobert was surprised.
You know, the Warriors have scored well here in this quarter after a bad start.
Unbelievable.
But the Jazz have been just piping hot.
Ingles just runs over Damian Lee. They should check. See, that's a flagrant. Holy smokes. Not only did he bang him over, he gave him an extra shove as well.
They got a little out of control, no question about it.
Look at that.
Goodness
yeah,
gracious.
I'm telling you, that they got to look at that. He got.
Oh, you know what happened? He got caught up on the feet of Damian Lee as well. He lost his balance.
Now Ingles pushing Curry. Curry goes in. Up, no good. Tip by Looney, no good. Rebound loose. George Niang has it. Finds an open man. It's Clarkson. Clarkson for three off the dribble. Back rim miss. And whistle. It's going to be a foul. And it's going to be called on Golden State.
They have two men on the inside.
Tony Brown says Gobert got fouled. Boy, Joe Ingles might as well just get a tether for Curry. 27.2. Foul is on Looney. Rudy Gobert has been outstanding for the Jazz. He's at the free throw line. His free throw is up and no good. We get a substitute. Gobert talks about improving his game.
Offensively, I think I can be better at attacking my man. You know, being able to put even more pressure on the rim and on the defense. You know, finish at the rim. Being able to knock down the mid-range, you know, is something that I've been working on for many years. I think now is it's time to put to use. Just other things that I think can really help the team take another step.
Gobert makes the second. He missed the first, 37-28. Jordan Poole is checked in for the first time for the Warriors. Curry will step across the timeline.
He'll take the last shot of the quarter.
Well, there's about a 3-and-change difference. Curry had stolen away, took it to a double team. Clarkson gets a breakaway dunk, hangs on the rim to boot.
That's a tough one there.
9.6 to go. That just all the great decisions he's made in the quarter, that was not a good one. Curry with four. Pass inside to Oubre Jr. Oubre Jr. doesn't pass, takes a runner, got the roll off the rim. It's good with 0.2 to go in the quarter. And at the end of the first quarter, Golden State down 39 to 30. But considering they were down 19-2, they'll take it. We get ready for the second quarter on the Warriors Radio Network. Well, Golden State down 19-2, but getting 10 points each from Steph Curry and Andrew Wiggins. They're kind of back in it right now. Jazz hit their first 5 threes. They're now 8 of 15. And so they've outscored the Warriors so far, 24-12 from three. But Golden State has played a lot better after not showing up for the first couple of minutes.
Yeah, Tim, you know, get down by 17, but then they fight back here. I can't expect Utah to be this hot the entire game. And in the case, if the Warriors keep playing the way they have been, they can get back in it.
Jordan Poole on the floor with Eric Paschal. A handoff to Wanamaker. Goes down the lane over Gobert. Bank shot. Good and a foul. Took it right to him. Got his shoulder into the chest.
Makes his free throw. We're talking about a six-point lead.
Well, that's a nice move by Wanamaker. Aggressive, decisive. You know, Jim, do you find when you see a guy like Gobert, a shot blocker like that, that it kind of takes away your assertiveness, that you start thinking about a play instead of making a play?
You definitely start thinking about him and what he can do, but it was smart of him to get a body into him so he couldn't get up in the air.
Warriors show backcourt pressure. Niang and Conley break it, but Wanamaker guarding him. Oubre checks Conley all the way out to midcourt. 39-33 Utah. 11:35 to go first half. Conley to Clarkson, back to Conley. Warriors in a zone here.
Yeah, they're in a zone.
2-3 zone. Now a lob inside for Gobert, goes off the glass and a foul. It's going to be on Paschal for pushing Gobert.
That's why he could not get back to the ball, I guess. It's
usually when you jump horizontally, that's usually a sign that you've had some help.
Well, he had the right thing in mind.
Yeah, he did. He did. Conley over to Clarkson, above the break, three. Nothing there. Damian Lee the rebound. Backward bounce to Poole. Poole high steps across the timeline. Feeds Oubre Jr. behind the back. Tries to go on Conley. Knocked away. Poole gets a quick pass to Paschal. Paschal takes Gobert off the dribble over to Wanamaker on the right wing. Wanamaker back to Paschal. Poe goes into a triple. It's going to be short. And Niang has the board. Jazz going right to left. Niang drives all the way on Damian Lee. Stops in the paint. A little five-footer up and good. Warriors didn't get to the ball early enough there.
Yeah, stop the penetration outside the lane.
41-33 Utah. Paschal gets it, and Niang and Damian Lee, both former Santa Cruz Warriors. Niang helps him up a little bit. Niang was with the Warriors when they were in China years ago. Royce O'Neal plays for the Jazz, played for the Warriors Summer League a couple years ago. Pick and roll, now we get an offensive foul as Conley goes down. And I think if it's on Paschal, that's his second. Yep, that's Tom Paschal.
Setting the screen and moving. Just let your teammate move off of you and set his man up.
Gotta be patient. Niang over to Clarkson, wide open, misses a three in the corner. Fingertip rebound for Oubre, who's wearing a gold headband. Oubre over to Poole. Wide open from 27. Back rim miss, and Clarkson wearing a white headband and high white socks. Brings it down the floor. Spins now into a defender. Backs it back out over to Conley. Conley now penetrates. Steps over to Ingles on the left wing. Ingles calls up Gobert off the screen. Shot clock at 8. Ingles pressured by Poole. Got it to Clarkson. Clarkson lobbed to Gobert. Got it done.
Well, he got by Oubre Jr., and that made Paschal come over to help, and it left the rim wide open.
I don't know if this lineup with Gobert out there is going to work. Bad pass, cross court, stolen away by Conley. Feeds Clarkson, goes up over Oubre, missed it, and a late whistle and a foul. Leon Wood waited to see what happened on the play, and then blew his whistle.
Yeah, I think if that had gone in, probably would not have blown the whistle.
Well, he's kind of old school.
Yes, he is.
Which is okay. I kind of like that.
Oh, so do I, Tim.
You know, I kind of like that
he
waited.
Keep the game moving.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that game the other night. Oh, my goodness.
They just do some play right there to get.
You know, think about your most frustrating day trying to cross the Bay Bridge, and that was the other night against the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
Got our whole crew here tonight. Mike Baird, our engineer. Alan Brown, our statistician, still working on that seaweed salad. Free throw good by Clarkson. Got James Kincaid producing. R.C. Davis with a well-deserved evening off. Wanamaker out to Paschal. Paschal drives on. Gobert bumped him out of the way. Layup up, no good. He missed it. And the rebound to Niang.
Doesn't usually miss that one.
Warriors down 12. And again, with Conley and Gobert out here, this is a tough matchup for this group. Conley off a screen. That's a three. Popped in and out. Paschal with a rebound. And we've got the pride of the Santa Cruz Warriors, Kevin Dana, in the other room as well. Paschal penetrates, whistle, a late whistle, and a travel. Haskell is really good against a lot of the backup centers in this league.
Yes.
A little bit different when Gobert is his man.
Well, especially when he goes in hard and Gobert doesn't go with that fake.
Yeah.
And he can't shoot over him after he terminates that dribble. And that's why that caused the travel.
Six straight now for Utah. Niang, baseline, working on Lee. Gets it out to Ingles. Up top to Gobert. Gobert waits for Clarkson, fakes a handoff, dribbles it to Conley. Conley off the screen, wide open three, too strong, and Jordan Poole with a rebound. This group's got to get a good possession here, get a good look here. Poole down the far way, waits for Pascal. Goes away from the screen, feeds Pascal. Pascal off the screen, takes a deep two, it's up and good. The Warriors needed that.
Yep, and he got his lift into it, and Gobert was just far enough away, so he got it off nicely.
Joe Ingles. He's got contact and says, you can't touch me. Conley with the ball off a screen. Conley steps back, takes a three. It's up and good. Wide open again. Man.
All the time in the world.
Here's Wanamaker. Brings it up floor. Gets a timeout. 8:29 to go before halftime. 48-35. Jazz lead by 13 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. We're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth, brought to you by Cyber Policy, a winning cyber defense. Tim Roy, Jim Barnett, and the crew here. 48-35, Warriors down by 13. Cache Creek Casino Resort giving Warrior fans a gift of this New Year's, 25 of them. 25 consecutive days, unbelievable prizes, including today's a Kelly Oubre autographed jersey. The grand prize, a Stephen Curry autographed ball. Go to Warriors.com/25days. After the timeout, Pascal move inside, over Gobert, up and no good. Rebound pulled down by the Jazz. They lead by 13. This backup group struggling against Conley and Gobert, but Wanamaker knocks it away from Conley. Oubre Jr. goes up, stripped of the play by Ingles, and Oubre Jr. touched it. It's out of bounds to the Jazz. Good hustle by Ingles.
I think Oubre did not know he was there, and he got all ball, by the way.
Yep. And then Oubre did not have...
Well, it went off his body out of bounds, and he was going out of bounds himself, and the official saw it all. It looked like he was jumping, so, he called a technical foul.
Called a technical foul on Steve Kerr. Eric Dalen.
Well, very rarely does someone reach around and get from behind a clean touch on the ball, but he did that time.
Steve Kerr is at a loss as to why he got a technical foul. The free throw was good. 49-35. I believe Clarkson took that free throw. Here's Conley off the screen. Conley rotates to Ingles. Open three again. No good. And Oubre Jr. the rebound. Warriors down 14. They've trailed by as many as 17. Oubre Jr. in traffic got fouled by Niang. And that'll put Oubre Jr. to the free throw line. Second foul on Niang. Don't forget that coming up at halftime, James Kincaid will run down some of the scores around the association at halftime. Our Kia Twitter question, brought to you by the K5 from Kia. This is now the Warriors getting a look at the Jazz. So now they've seen all three top teams in the West. So who has looked the best in the West so far, in your opinion? Hit me up on Twitter at Warriors Vox. Jim's at UOGrad66. Send me an email, timroy@warriors.com. Of course, we always want to know where and how are you listening. Who has looked best in the West? Where and how are you listening? Warriors Vox on Twitter, brought to you by K5 from Kia. One of two on the line for Kelly Oubre. Warriors are two of three, and the Jazz are 4 of 5. Low free throw half here.
Oubre Jr. still struggling now from free throw line. He's got to get better.
Because he can get there.
Yeah.
Mitchell with a dribble. Knocked away. It's out of bounds. It's off of Wanamaker, says Eric Dalen. It'll be Utah ball. Six to shoot.
I like the way Wanamaker's not backing down. He'll play.
Plays anybody.
Yeah, well, he'll play him physically. Care. Donovan Mitchell physically, and that's how you have to play him.
Mitchell catches, 5 on the clock. Goes away from the screen. Hippity hops on the way. Shoveled it up and banked it home.
I don't like that kind of defense where you're waiting to get, and someone's going to give you help, and it really never comes in a decisive way.
Well, I agree with you in this case because the shot clock.
Yeah.
Just stay in front. Now on a drive, a little floater over favors by Damian Lee. And that's good. It's 51-38. Warriors down 13. Mitchell, right hash mark. in front of the Jazz bench. Spins off a favor screen. Oubre goes down. Mitchell lets him recover. Backs up. Now goes to work. Shot clock at 5 again. Favors the screen. Off the screen, Mitchell takes the shot, and he stopped, and Oubre ran into him.
Well, those are the kind of fouls that Steve Kerr was upset about the other night in the loss to the Knicks.
So let's review here. The Warriors have two possessions where they get the shot clock inside of 5. They give up a running bank shot where Mitchell had nobody in front of him.
Correct.
And then foul him.
Right.
On two consecutive possessions when you have the shot clock inside of 5. That's the kind of mental, you talk about mental toughness all the time. That's what I assume that's kind of what you're talking about.
Yes, and especially, yes, you've got to be composed. You've got to be under control. You want to be aggressive, but you have to be smart with that aggression. And this is 3 free throws, right?
It should be, I believe, unless he stepped on the line. I did not see a replay. We're working off a TV monitor here in our palatial studios at Chase Center. Mitchell misses the second.
And he stood at the line, so I'm assuming there's another one coming.
Either that or you're flashing back to your days as a pro when it was 3 to make 2.
Hey, I like that. I'm waiting for all the information from James Kincaid you were promoting, and also he'll throw a little WWE in there for you.
Well, yeah, we can, yeah.
Okay, if you don't mind me mentioning that.
Yeah, see, When I mentioned China with George Niang, his mind went in a totally different direction. 2 of 3 for Donovan Mitchell. Warriors have the ball. Wiggins back out there. He'll dribble drive on Favors. Gets his body into him. Shots on the rim. Does not crawl over the top, but he draws the foul and heads to the free throw line.
I think you need to play Wiggins about 42 minutes tonight. He looks like he's ready to play. I love that aggressive move as well.
Well, Wiggins had a 10-point run for himself there in the first quarter. Really kept the Warriors within shouting distance.
Well, he misses the first one. And I'm just amazed he shoots 70% from the line this year.
He's got good form.
He's got to be better.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Concentration? We're never around him, so I'd like to talk to him sometime, but not convenient. It makes a second.
I've always had a little suspicion that some players are just more comfortable shooting on the go.
Yeah, so they don't think about it.
Right. And the body gets more into a rhythm a little bit. Clarkson down the lane, his unabated floater up and good. 55-39. Warriors have to get better defensively in this quarter to get back into this. They're down by 16. Wiggins off a screen, a whistle, and flopping on the play was Royce O'Neal, and Pascal picks up his third foul.
Right in front of the official. You just can't give a little push off.
And I thought we had something going a few years ago where you were fining guys for flopping, but I don't read that anymore. So 55-39, 6:09 to go in the second. So Pascal having a very frustrating half. 3 fouls. Wiseman's back out there.
Curry's back out there.
Yeah. See if Wiseman can get something going on Favors. Here's Clarkson down the lane. Stripped of the ball. Goes to Favors. He uses the rim to protect and goes to the right side and scores. And Utah has their largest lead of the game. After a 19-2 start, the Warriors now trail by 18. Backdoor for Curry. Deflected by Favors. Grabbed out of the air. Ball ends up in the hands of Donovan Mitchell on the near wing. Cross court to O'Neal. O'Neal dribble drive. Steps around Wiseman. Throws up top. Mitchell open for 3. It is a round and out. And Curry back for the defensive rebound. Curry, chest pass ahead. Feeds inside. Draymond kicked it outside. Wanamaker for 3. No good. Rebound deflected away. And a foul. It's going to be on Wiseman. Apparently he got Favors in the mouth.
Yeah, trying to get the offensive rebound. And the ball was already gone the other way, but couldn't stop his momentum and a little contact.
Yeah, he got him on the head.
I like his aggression, though. I wouldn't take anything away from that.
Mitchell with the ball, 57-39 Utah, 5:19 to go. Clarkson left wing, pass for Bogdanovich, working on Curry, takes him inside, gets fouled, and he'll shoot 2.
Well, same problem. Can't keep him off the line.
Yep. So Golden State settled down for a while, but Utah on a 14-6 push.
All the free throws for Utah coming in the second quarter. They did not shoot one in the first quarter. They were hot as a pistol.
Bogdanovich misses the first. Sorry about that, Jim. I just stepped all over you.
No, come on.
I just squashed your train of thought there. Second free throw is good. 58-39. Wanamaker with a dribble up top. Warriors come back home for two games with Minnesota. Wiggins pulls up. Elbow jumper around and out. Bogdanovich with a rebound. Wiggins 4 of 7 from the field. Bogdanovich stutter step. Ball to Clarkson. Clarkson back to Bogdanovich. Now guarded by Draymond on a switch. Hand off Bogdanovich behind the screen. Dribbles middle. Works on Wiseman. Yells. Shot no good. Tip by Favors. Good. Favors always so good at getting position. And the lead now is 21. Curry stops. Looks, waits, finds Draymond. Curry takes a handoff. Left wing back to Draymond. Takes a 14-footer. Good.
Curry set that up. He knew two men were going to jump at him. And Draymond would be open, and Draymond made a little easier shot by moving closer.
Draymond's had a couple of looks at two that he's passed up. Good to see him take that one. 60-41. Jazz have the ball comfortably in the lead with 4:10 to go in the first half. Donovan Mitchell right side. Dribbles all the way in. Layup blocked by Wiseman. Ball comes out to Bogdanovich. He'll double clutch on the three. Misses that. And a rebound to Wiseman. Hand off to Draymond. Two bodies behind the play. It's 4-on-4. Wiseman, the catch goes up and slams it down over Favors. And Utah wants a timeout. Donovan Mitchell looked like he banged knees and slipped down with somebody.
That was a tremendous block by Wiseman at the other end. And then he comes down with a dunk. Two great plays in a row at either end.
3:53 to go first half. Warriors down in Salt Lake City on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. A Golden State trailing by 17, 60-43. We have 3:53 remaining of the second quarter. Tim Roy, Jim Barnett, full court pressure by Golden State as the Jazz going right to left. Royce O'Neal inbounds to Conley. Conley chased by Oubre Jr. Conley comes down, goes baseline, cruises to the right corner. Wide open up top, Bogdanovich. Run off by Wiggins, over to O'Neal. Run off by Draymond Green. O'Neal dribbles over to Bogdanovich. It's a three. It's up and good. Right corner three for Bogdanovich. As he got lost in the flurry there.
How did he get wide open and no one within 15 feet of him? They moved the ball well there.
Other than like Conley or Ingles, I would just take the chances. Curry fires, hits a three up top, move over Reggie Miller. He will have some company now as Stephen Curry has 2,560 threes and tied for second all time. Bogdanovich spins, whistle, and a foul on Wiggins. My goodness.
Well, they're both bumping there a little bit.
Yeah.
And they let him go one-on-one. Nobody came to help Wiggins. He didn't mind that. He doesn't mind getting a little physical.
Curry with a step back three.
And a quick release on Mike Conley. Mike Conley knew it was coming, but still couldn't get there.
Next one puts Curry into the number two spot all time. Free throw by Bogdanovich wearing pink sneakers tonight.
He makes the first, yeah. This will be free throw number 12 in this quarter. Something that perturbed Steve Kerr the other night.
And that's allowed the Jazz to get out to that big lead again. 65-46, 3:05 to go second. Curry has the handle. Wiggins sets the screen. Curry now step back, takes a three left wing. It's on the way short. Rebound Mitchell. Mitchell bounce past Bogdanovich. He does not want to go inside. He'll back it out. Throws to Mitchell. Mitchell dribble drive all the way. Sweeping layup is up and good.
And not much you can do about that.
No, that was a good shot. Draymond Green over the top goes to the corner. There's Wiggins. His three. No good. Ball tipped. Here comes O'Neal again. O'Neal in the front court. Stops and hands off to Conley. Conley back to O'Neal. On the far side, Mitchell spins on Curry. Goes up and scores. Utah basically doing whatever they want right now. With 2:23 to go in the second. Curry dribble drive on Conley. Scoop, no good. Tip, rebound, goes Gobert to Conley. Conley on the bounce to Mitchell. Leads him baseline. Backward flip a two. Conley for three over Wiseman. No good. Warriors get the rebound. Curry leads Wiseman down the right side. Euro steps on O'Neal, who fouled him. And Wiseman will go to the free throw line.
That was a nice move for a big man in the open court. They have to try to get around a smaller one.
Well,
and under control.
Well, tell me what you see there, because that move almost a week ago was not there.
When he made the charge?
On Marc Gasol.
Well, he slowed up.
Yeah.
Right there, he slowed up just enough to see what the defender was going to do, and then he made a little crossover dribble. And the old Euro step doesn't hurt either. But he slowed up and got under control, Tim.
And that's really all he needs to do there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I like his confidence.
Yeah. Because he's long enough. He's going, you know, he takes one step, and it's like about 10 for me, about 2 for you.
Yeah, right.
Conley to Gobert. Gobert in the front court after the free throw by Wiseman, made 1 of 2. Gobert leans back, shot no good. Rebound saved by Wiggins off of Gobert. Gobert pushes Wiseman, who ends up out of bounds, the ball going off of him. And Wiseman checking out his left ankle.
I don't know whether he got kicked fighting for that ball or whether he turned it. I didn't see him turn it.
So Utah with the ball at half court. Jazz have played really well, and you can tell why they've won 7 in a row. They are just a well-oiled machine right now. Mitchell left side, leans in over Oubre. Tough shot, won't go. Curry, another rebound. Curry with his 5th board of the half, up to Oubre Jr., back to Curry. Curry steps around Conley. Pass was kicked right back to him. The shot's good, but it won't count.
I'm going to say kick ball, take it on the side. He said,
that was fantastic.
He said, give my opponent the assist, I'll take it.
You should have the option there, I think.
He did it so quickly. His mind works so fast.
Wiseman takes the inbounds. Oubre Jr. goes down. Curry off the screen. Steps, rotates over to Draymond. Draymond for 3 going to be way short. Bogdanović touched it but saves it and gets it to Gobert. Now to Conley. Warriors down 22. Dribbling in. Bogdanović lob. Goes up over Wiseman and dunked it.
What happened there? Wiseman went for the ball on the lob and didn't quite time it perfectly. He came down, and it was an easy dunk for Gobert.
Curry, through traffic, holds off O'Neal, takes a one-hander, no good. Wiseman, offensive rebound, can't get it. Knocked away. Wiseman's gassed right now. Bogdanović plays catch with Conley. Open 3, nothing there. Wiggins the rebound. Yeah, I think both Wiseman and Gobert need the half to end. They're not sprinting up the floor anymore. Wiseman with a catch on the right side, but he's okay enough to take a deep 2. It's no good.
I don't think he wanted that shot.
No.
But they gave it to him and left him.
Rebound the Jazz up the floor. Mitchell gets it to Bogdanović, weaving in traffic, stripped in the play, lost it, throws it back up top. There's Conley for 3. Good. Warriors collapse on, again, a non-driver, and leave the perimeter open.
He's made 5 baskets, and they're all 3s. He's got 15. As does Mitchell.
74-47. The Warriors looked like they were going to come right back in this game. Down by 9 at the end of one after a horrific start. Curry catches, turns, fires for 3. It's on the rim. No good. Gobert the rebound with 8 seconds to go. Mitchell the break to the timeline. Off the screen. Wide open 3. Got it. With 0.2 to go in the half. And that's exactly how this half should end. With the Jazz now leading by 30.
Wow.
It's academic here at 0.2 unless they throw it down the length of the floor for a tip. And the Warriors are getting blown out in Salt Lake City. A 32-14 second quarter, 77-47. Utah putting on a clinic on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines.
Warriors and Jazz, second half coming your way right now as I give it back to JB. That's Jim Barnett and the voice of the Warriors. Hey now, Tim Roy.
Thank you, James. Appreciate that. Our CarMax game summary. Not good for Golden State, as we used to say back in the day. Warriors surrendered 12 threes in the first half. Had a chance to get right back in this game after trailing 19-2, Jim, to open the contest. They cut it to 9 at the end of one. And then that second unit just did not have any push tonight. And as a result, the Warriors trail in a big-time way, 77-47. And we've got 2 quarters left to basketball.
Yeah, the Warriors could not put the ball in the basket, and they continued to just let them shoot corner threes. Warriors, Tim, in the second quarter, shot 6 of 19 from the field, including 1 of 8 from three-point range. Curry did come back in and play 6 more minutes after a 10-point first quarter. Only got 1 3 out of it. And Andrew Wiggins, who had a big first quarter with his 10, had 1 point in 7 minutes of duty in that second quarter. The Warriors just could not find any offense at all.
You know, Jim, in a game like this, and I know you've talked about this before in other games we've done in the past where they haven't played all that well, you know, I think personal pride has a lot to do with this. And I think in this second half, I expect to see some of the veterans come out and have a rather spirited effort. And, of course, the only real story right now we have for you is that Stephen Curry has tied Reggie Miller, and he's one away from becoming the second all-time three-point maker in NBA history.
Yeah, that's nice, but he would give that up. He doesn't like a game like this at all.
No.
And this is why my little first key tonight was, you know, bounce back and show a little life. But you can tell this is a well-oiled, experienced Utah Jazz team that really, they're moving the ball. It's zipping around there. They're, sometimes you think like, how do they know someone's there? They know someone's going to be in the right spot.
Well, right now, the Warriors have the ball to open the second half. Oubre Jr., handoff Curry, dropped it, gets it back, dribbles in, throws out. There's Draymond, corner three. No good to start the second half. Ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Golden State ball.
Now, they moved the ball real well there, but just Draymond didn't make the corner three. He's looking to shoot a little more tonight. In fact, he's taken 3 three-pointers.
Warriors had travel troubles last night, didn't leave until late in the evening. He's supposed to leave around 3. Wiseman gets the ball up top to Wiggins. Bounce pass to Wiseman, mid-post right side. Swings into the paint, left-hand shot rejected by Gobert, knocked away. And here comes Mitchell. Mitchell, 4-on-5, right by Oubre Jr. to the rim and scores.
And Wiseman couldn't get back to help out defensively there. I still like the move by Wiseman. I like the way he plays. He turns and faces his man and then tries to make a move. It's good fundamentals.
Wiseman gets it to Draymond, finds Curry. Curry fakes, guarded by Conley. Off the screen, Curry dribbles in, cruising the baseline. Hook pass to Draymond, back to Curry. Quick release, it's up and good, it's a 3! And Stephen Curry is now the all-time, second place all-time in the three-point caravan. 2,561, only Ray Allen has made more in the NBA.
And he's the only one in this league right now that could make that shot like he did.
Just in the corner, off balance.
Oh, he's shooting as he's going up and turning. It's unbelievable the accuracy develops out of that quick release.
Curry with a hook pass to Draymond, back to Curry. And now second all-time in the three-point list.
Everything has to be perfect when he takes a shot like that. Timing is impeccable.
There's Bogdanovich, off balance, rejected by Wiggins, goes right to Mitchell. Shot clock at 5, guarded by Oubre Jr., off the screen by Gobert. He's wide open for a 3, it's up, no good. Ball tipped away by Wiggins, grabbed by Curry, splits traffic, maintains the dribble, now takes it middle, goes all the way, lob for Wiseman, who dunked it. Nice play.
Wiseman gets down the court, doesn't he?
Mitchell. With the dribble, feeds Gobert down the lane, stripped the ball, it's out of bounds. And it's going to go back over to Utah.
Wiseman's making the right plays defensively there. He left his man to help out, stop Mitchell, and then someone else reached in as Gobert was rolling to the basket there. But Wiseman is doing all the right things. His fundamentals are getting better, Tim.
79-52. Wiseman, I think it's great for him, Jim, at this point, to play a guy like Gobert.
Sure.
You know, and I think, I was telling somebody earlier today, play a guy like Gobert, play somebody that really, you know, understands and, you know, knows all the tricks of the trade. You know, so at this point of his career, you know, he's played Jokic, he's played Gobert, he's played Anthony Davis and LeBron James of the Lakers. I mean, it's great that he's getting this education.
Yep, a little OJT, on-the-job training.
There you go. All for the Warriors right now. The Jazz, most points scored in the first half by a Warrior opponent this season. It's 81-52 here. Wiseman steps out, takes a deep 2, 1-3, no good. Bogdanovich the rebound.
But it was online. All these little things mean a lot to me.
Third time, even as good as the Warrior defense has been, it's the third time this year that they've given up over 70 and a half.
Well, that's backcourt.
Donovan Mitchell goes backcourt. He had that one big faux pas in the playoffs, and I think it was game seven against Denver, where he walked the ball up the floor and got called for an 8-second call.
Yeah, they were up 3-1 in that series, were they not?
They were. Ball up top to Wiseman. Dribble drive around Gobert. Right-hand scoop rolls down.
What do you think about that?
That was pretty.
He's not afraid, is he?
No, he's not. He's not afraid. Just had it rejected. Goes right back at him. Wiseman now with 11. 81-54. There's a three ball. Bogdanovich. And it's a 30-point lead again for Utah. 9:18 to go in the third quarter. Curry on Conley. Got fouled. Shot's good. He's going to go to the line. And chance for a three-point play. Of course, the Jazz, one of the teams that you played for, Jim?
Yes, they were in New Orleans then. I think they were in New Orleans for 7 or 8 years. Of course, Pistol Pete was the featured player, Pistol Pete Maravich. Then they moved to Utah. But, you know, that's why people don't understand the name Jazz. It doesn't quite fit in Salt Lake City, Utah, with the environment.
Free throw is no good by Curry. That's how the night's gone, 84-56 Utah. Conley holds Wiggins on his hip, and a foul call on Wiggins. Steve Kerr not happy with Leon Wood. Neither is Brad Wanamaker on the Warrior bench.
I always
thought, Jimmy, you should have like a three-way trade with names. The Jazz should be in New Orleans, right?
Correct.
They should be in New Orleans. You can move Grizzlies
to
Utah.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, down in Memphis, you could come up with any kind of a name. It was a deep three by Mitchell in the left corner now, makes it 87-56. I think Steve Kerr called a timeout.
The Memphis Presleys or something.
The Presleys or the Tams after the old Charlie Finley team.
Oh, yeah.
From
ABA.
The ABA, yeah. Timeout, Warriors down 87-56 on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. We're the Cyber Policy broadcast booth brought to you by Cyber Policy. It is a winning cyber defense. Hey, Dub Nation, tonight's Warriors shop item of the game is a men's New Era Oakland Forever hoodie. Get free shipping statewide and get the code FSCHILLY at checkout. Shop.warriors.com, a Fanatics experience. Gold State gets a bucket as we come back, 87-58, 8:35 to go. Draymond Green with the score.
Yeah, he just bowled over Royce O'Neal along the baseline.
Bogdanovich to the right wing to Mitchell. Who was your coach in New Orleans when you played for the Jazz?
Gobert rebounds. Give the play-by-play.
Bogdanovich.
Here.
Bogdanovich dribbles to the rim, goes for the dunk, missed it, got fouled.
A new guy came from college.
Okay.
Came from, I'm trying to think, Southwestern Louisiana State.
Whoa.
Scotty Robertson.
Scotty Roberts, he ended up lasting in the league a long time. Oh,
over 20 years, and he ended up coaching Detroit. Yep.
Yep.
Heck of a nice guy.
I interviewed him once at the Mecca in Milwaukee. I was there to do a college game the next day, so I went to a Bucks-Detroit game.
Yeah.
Detroit, this is right when the Pistons were starting to get good.
Yes.
Okay, in the 80s. And so I went in and asked him the question. I said, this is a real important win. And he looked at me and goes, son, this is the NBA. Every win's important.
Well, he was a heck of a nice guy.
Yeah.
He only lasted 14 games because we weren't very good. And they brought in Butch Van Bredekhoff.
Oh, wow.
I could write a book on him right now. Holy mackerel.
Bogdanovich hits both free throws. 89-58, Utah.
Talk about eccentric.
Off a screen, Wiggins. Wiggins, chest pass over to Draymond. He'll put it on the deck. Slices in for a layup. Got off balance. Missed it. Gobert clears down the left sideline. Run down there by O'Neal. Bounce pass Bogdanovich. Sets his feet. No good. Got his own rebound off the miss. Rotates over to Conley. Deflected out of bounds by Curry.
Yeah, let's see what the Warriors can do with this 89-58 score.
Now, Pistol was there then, right?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
He missed the one of the reasons we got down. He missed the first week, 10 days. He missed the first three or four basketball games. A death. His mother had died.
Pistol Pete Maravich. Bogdanovich trying to post up Wiggins. Bangs into him, goes up. Ball double team. O'Neal. Good closeout by Curry. He traveled. And nice job by Stephen Curry to force the turnover. So let me ask you this. Skill set comparison. Curry, Pistol Pete.
Ooh. Very similar with the handle.
Yeah.
But Pete was 6'6".
Right, yeah.
And he was not near the shooter Stephen Curry is. He was more of a volume shooter.
Oubre forced up a shot, no good. Draymond missed the tip, and Gobert the rebound.
I'll tell you what, he was a better passer than Curry. There's no question about that.
Well, he was a magician.
Yes, he was.
Bogdanović corner three, no good. Conley rebound. Bogdanović corner three, it's two for a quarter, no good. Rebound Mitchell. Up top Conley, down the lane, shoveled it up with the right hand.
Yeah, he's been doing that floater for 12 years.
Absolutely.
That little on the run. By the way, Curry's a good passer, too. Don't get me wrong. Pistol was just exceptional and different.
And he was a showman.
Yes, he was.
I think they both are, in a way. Shot by Graymond, top of the key, no good. Rebound goes to Mitchell. It's 91-58 Utah. Mitchell stops on a dime, shoots a three, no good. Nobody goes for the rebound. Curry runs it down and is fouled from behind for some reason by Mike Conley.
I'll just say, to close that about Pistol, he would have been a greater play in today's game than he was in that era.
Can you imagine a guy like Pistol Pete Maravich in today's game?
Yeah, I mean, have that freedom, do what you want to do. Yeah. They wouldn't let him do it.
You talk about brand.
Oh.
Every kid would have like a Pistol jersey or, you know, shoes or something. Down the lane, Draymond from Curry. Left hand, no good. Rebound goes to Favors, who's replaced Gobert.
Draymond's just going a little too fast on those driving layups and not getting off the ground.
Bogdanović inside, turns, blocked by Wiggins.
Now they're going to let him play here a little bit.
Yeah.
They're going to let them play.
Wiggins leaves his feet.
They traveled. Up, they
traveled.
Gets
it out to Curry. Curry hits another three. One step closer to Ray Allen.
I guarantee you, Wiggins landed on the floor before he threw the ball back to Stephen.
Donovan Mitchell comes out the far side. You are correct, sir. Ball comes over to O'Neal. O'Neal almost traveled on the catch. Mitchell crossover dribble. What's going on here? Good pump fake by O'Neal. Fires a three on the second chance. Won't go. Wiggins the rebound. Warriors down 30 with 5:50 to go here in the third.
Okay. You just want to, you know what? Win the last quarter and a half. Okay? That's your goal. I mean, you've got to have some pride.
Wiggins with a driving bucket. He has 13 now. He had 10 real quick in the first quarter, all in one stretch. Donovan Mitchell. Bounce pass back to Favors. Favors travels, no call. Gets it out to Mitchell. Pump fake. Dribbles in, throws out. Bogdanović for three. Swish.
Oh, that's...
Excuse me, Ingles. My
Ingles,
bad.
Ingles, yeah. When he throws a left hand up there, it's...
Yeah.
It's
Happy Valley.
Joe Ingles.
He's from Happy Valley, Australia. Joe Ingles, former Warriors Summer League player.
Used to be a starter.
And now here's Kevon Looney hitting a three above the break.
How about that?
94-66.
He's now 2 of 5. He's shooting 40% from three. Looney is on the season. 2 of 5.
He's shooting well everywhere. Ball for Favors, knocked down by Draymond. Tried for a steal. Favors goes down hard. Well, Stephen Curry now second all time and the NBA three-point list. The Warriors over the limit, I believe they are. Favors heads to the free throw line.
It's amazing. This is his 11th year. He's only 29. And he's matured. I've always, not a big scorer, but I'll tell you what, he goes and gets you the ball and he defends.
Well, Steve Kerr talked about coaching this Warrior group. It's a different challenge.
It's totally different, say, than when I first came aboard with the Warriors. We had all veteran players who all knew exactly what they were doing. They were almost all, other than Draymond, they were almost all finished products of what they would become. So a lot of moving parts on this team. We're trying to get those parts to function together.
Favors hits the second free throw. It's 95-66 Utah. Curry comes up the floor.
Yeah. Steve Kerr has 4 or 5 undrafted players that see action. Now.
Curry with another three. Missed it. Straight on in traffic. Mitchell the rebound. Mitchell takes it. Stops. Brings it back outside. Over to Bogdanović. Over to Ingles. Pump fake. Puts it on the deck. Doesn't want to shoot it. Gets it back out to Mitchell. The Jazz basically are a team. They are not going to shoot that two. They want to wait for a three. Ingles gets it off the movement and knocked it down above the break on the right side. This is very similar to what the Warriors did to teams for a couple of years. Wiggins had the ball hatcheted out of his hand by Bogdanović. It's out of bounds to Golden State.
And the ball's moving so well for Utah that there never seems to be anyone defending a three-point shooter.
Exactly.
And I'm trying to figure out exactly why. You can play zone once in a while, but you can't. Someone's open. You got to run there, whether you think you should be there or not. If you're playing a zone,
and when they get run off the line, they dribble to the paint, not to look to score. They dribble to look for another three.
Right.
And if you overhelp on that, that's when guys get open.
Yep. Draw and dish. Draw the defense and dish it out.
23 assists so far for Utah. Juan Toscano-Anderson with an appearance. Damian Lee finds him in traffic. Back out to Damian Lee to JTA. Takes a corner three. Bounces high in the air twice. No good. Looney hustles to the rebound. Somehow took it away from Favors. Feeds Bazemore. Big high pass up top to JTA to Curry. Curry splits traffic down the lane to the rim. Goes up. Took the hit. Scores and will head to the free throw line.
He's got all the moves inside as well. And shoot that ball from the hip. Waits for the contact. Rides it out. And then shoots from his right hip.
It's unbelievable how good he has gotten.
Yep. He's gotten better every year, Tim, hasn't he?
Every year.
Every year. He's gotten data, just little few things here and there.
A little more efficient, little nuances to it. Hits the free throw, three-point play. Curry's got 24.7 boards, 7 assists. 98-69, 3:43 to go in quarter number 3. Curry has passed Reggie Miller, but unfortunately for Steph, it's a game he'd like to forget. Ingles. Gets it to Mitchell. Back to Ingles. Favors with a wing screen. Slips that. Shoots over Looney. Back rim, no good. Looney with the board. Juan Toscano-Anderson wearing that distinctive 95 or 95th Avenue in Oakland to Curry for a three. It's a back rim. No good. And here's Clarkson down the near side. Clarkson waits, floats, and scores.
17.6 game, and that's the number one scoring threat off the bench in the entire league. Off the bench, he's number one.
Timeout Warriors, 3:03 to go in the third. It's 100-69 to Utah on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Ray Allen, 2,973 career threes in 1,300 games. Stephen Curry, 2,561 career threes in 715 games. And Reggie Miller's 25-60 in 1,389 games.
How about that stat before the game with Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah.
He's the fastest to 600 threes. He had 240 games, 601 threes. So they keep coming.
Damian Lee to Bazemore. Bazemore with a pass to Looney. A foul on the pass.
It's just every year they just shoot more threes, Tim. You know, coming up.
Yep.
I never thought of him as a terrific three-point shooter. He's doing more this year, but he made 601 threes in his first 240 games now.
From the corner, JTA fakes, steps out to the left, fires a three, no good. Looney will get to another offensive rebound. Good hustle by Kevon Looney. What a pro he is.
Yep, always.
Wanamaker finds Lee. He'll turn. He'll fire. It's up and short. And the rebound to Favors. About a week ago, Jim, I was checking the stats, and it was like 9 teams in the league were taking 40% of their shots or more from three.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot. That's one-third of the league, roughly. Ingles, bounce pass Favors. Favors passes to the wing. Niang, not afraid to fire. Rainbow three is good. It's 103-69 Utah.
Well, Utah's tonight, they're taking about 58% of their shots are threes tonight. 58.
A bad pass up top. Bazemore gets to it first. Bazemore dribbles in, throws out. JTA, another three above the break left wing.
Good for
him.
Hit
that one.
Good for him. I like that young man.
Well, he's got confidence. And if he doesn't succeed, as makes a long career in the NBA, it's not going to be because of lack of work. No. Ball goes off Conley's leg and goes out of bounds with a minute 48 to go in the quarter.
If Toscano-Anderson had been on this team, 3 years ago, he would have been a good contributor.
Oh, absolutely. Favors out for Utah. Gobert back in. Toscano-Anderson leaves it for Lee. Bad pass. Stolen away. Conley deflected it. Gets it back from Gobert.
Yeah, he read where he was going with it. He's quick. Still at 33.
Conley, who played so valiantly in the series in 2015 for Memphis, gets the ball to Niang. Right wing. Ingles. It's a three. Back rim no good. That's pulled down by Golden State and Ken Bazemore. Bazemore to Toscano-Anderson. Dribbles it back out to the right wing. Hands off to Wanamaker. Over in the corner to Looney. Off the screen, Looney brings it middle, over the top, JTA, shot clock at five, gotta go. Dribble into a contested three, no good. And Gobert holds the rebound. Warriors were beaten in Salt Lake City soundly back in April of 2018. Of course, that was a game where Warriors were already in the playoffs and knew what they were going to do. 119-79, but this one's got a much different feel. As Ingles steps out and hits a three off the dribble straight on. 106-72.
Ingles, 33 years of age now. But he looked 33 when he first came in.
Yes.
Seven, eight years ago.
He's one of those guys. He just, you know, he looked like he was 40 when he was 19. Ingles fakes and gets a layup.
He's clever.
The presence of Gobert set that up, and he looked off Looney, and Looney went right to Gobert, and an easy layup for Ingles. This is the wrong team for the Warriors to play right now because they are in sync. This team has a lot of turning parts. Damian Lee fumbled the dribble. Up top, Wanamaker, floater over Gobert. Bank shot, no good. And the quarter is over. 12 minutes left in Utah. 108-72 Jazz on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, you could tell in our CarMax game summary, you could tell right off the bat it was going to be one of those games, and the Warriors have had some very slow starts of late. The last two first quarters, they've given up a combined 79 points. And over the last five games, even including the one where the Warriors outscored San Antonio 36-24 in the first, Golden State is averaging, giving up around 35 points per first quarter. And that's basically puts you on a pace of giving up 140. That's not the way you want to start games. The Warriors have got behind. And even that, Jim, they were only down 9 at the end of the first. And then the second quarter came, and the Jazz outscored the Warriors 38-17.
There was a point when they were down by about 17. They came back. And if they had hit a three, they got a three and had a good look as Ingles goes in for an easy layup. No one challenges. It's 110-72. But if this three had gone in, it would have been a five-point game. It did not go in, and from there on, it just kept going, escalating down.
Jordan Poole on the floor. Takes an 18-footer, just hit the front rim, no good. Gobert the rebound. Gobert with Conley, Ingles, Clarkson, Bogdanovich.
I'm surprised that Conley's still in there.
Ball over the far side. Clarkson for three. That's up and no good. Rebound Gobert. He got whacked, and now a late whistle and a foul. Warriors counter with Lee, Poole, Pascal, Wanamaker, and Mulder. Mulder is seeing his first action tonight. Gobert got fouled on the way back up.
He's got 14 rebounds tonight. He is third in the league and rebounds at 13 and a half a game. Andre Drummond, once again.
And those who follow the Jazz say Gobert has been their key. That he's playing so well, he's taking everybody along with him.
Well, he got the Supermax contract, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He got a big one.
He's earning every penny so far. Off the inbounds, Conley takes a three. The shot short, Poole, defensive rebound. Backward handoff to Lee. Damian Lee over to Poole. Poole up top, wearing a sleeve on his right arm. Stops and pops. It's a three, and it's short. Rebound favors. Gobert has checked out. Don't think we'll see him again. Clarkson dribbles the baseline. Turns, spins, and around and down over Mulder. Jordan Clarkson.
He comes in to score.
112-72. Bucket by Damian Lee. Hits a three. 40-point lead for the Jazz. Lee now has 150 career threes. He continues to find his place in the NBA. Favors rotates up top. Clarkson with it. And now Clarkson will bring it back outside and reset here. Clarkson waiting. Takes a deep three and hit it. Oh, my goodness. That was way out there.
And he was fading away, and it was defended.
Yeah.
That's why I'm surprised it went in.
Long jumper by Pascal doesn't go really into stat time right now, Jim.
Well, are the Warriors going to get 100? And when they don't score 100 points or 100 or less, I think they're 0-5, and this is going to add to it.
Pass deflected away. Mulder hustling after it. Can't run it down. Goes into the backcourt and goes out of play. And it's going to be Utah ball. Nico Mannion's going to get some run. He's got family and friends there, so this will be nice for him. His dad played for both the Warriors and the Jazz. Timeout, 9:37 to go in the game. It's 115-75 on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, Nico Mannion getting to play in front of his father, Pace Mannion, drafted by the Warriors, played for both the Warriors and the Jazz. It's going to be a nice moment for him. For the Warriors right now, this trying to play out the string tonight for a little pride. For Utah, well, the Jazz roster is pretty deep. Here's Mike Conley.
I think that's a huge advantage that we have. I knew coming in here last year, just the familiarity that everybody had around each other and the history everybody had, it's easy to see, you know, why this team is always so good. It's, you don't miss a beat.
Coming back for Utah, Niang, along with Shaq Harrison, who's on the floor for the first time tonight. Jarrell Brantley, unable to play tonight, but their rookie, Udoka Azubuike.
Yes.
6'10 rookie out of Kansas.
No relation to Kalena.
Mannion to throw it in, got it to Jordan Poole. Poole up top to Lee. Lee to Mannion. Mannion comes right, stops, nowhere to go, throws it up top, Pascal. Pascal takes a dribble, fires away, and rattled home a jump shot over Azubuike. It's 115-77. Warriors trail by as many as 40. On the near side, Ode gets it to Niang. Niang from Azubuike. Niang down the lane, stops, stripped and stolen by Poole, and a whistle. We have a foul. Who's that on? It's going to be on Niang. His third.
After he got stripped, he did not want them to go down and get something at the other end, so he just took a little karate chop.
Juwan Morgan's out there as well for Utah. He's a four-year player at Indiana University. Oh, went undrafted in 2019. Mannion to Mulder, back to Mannion. Bounce pass for Pascal, deflected and goes out of bounds. Good help that time by Morgan.
See, that's just not playing together, because if Pascal had gone to the basket immediately, he had a layup from Mannion on that pass, but he was just a little late in reacting.
Poole curls, he's pressured, gets it up top, Damian Lee, dribbles in, shoots on the go, a little floater up and good for Damian Lee.
Under control, very nicely done.
Well, the Warriors have been handled by the Jazz of late. They were swept last year, of course, and all the injuries for Golden State. Niang dribbles in, shoots on the go over Mannion and scores. Well, they've really done a nice job developing Niang. Turned out to be a nice player. Mannion with the ball far side to Mulder, back to Mannion. Hand off Damian Lee. Damian Lee goes downhill to the rim, got fouled. And he'll go to shoot a couple. We're going to pause right now, though. 10-second station identification on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network. Damian Lee, who was a college teammate for 1 year at Louisville of Donovan Mitchell. It's the free throw. Mitchell has a couple of ties. Of course, played AAU ball with Eric Pascal. They're childhood buddies.
They were at Louisville together?
For 1 year.
Wow. Because there's a four-year age difference. Maybe it's only like 3 years and a couple of months.
Well, Damian Lee had a redshirt year after he got hurt at Drexel.
Right. That's right. He did.
He was a Drexel Dragon. Hits the free throws, 117-81.
So he's actually been in college part of 5 years.
Now whistle a foul, legal screen call on Utah.
Little hip
turnover with 8:13 to go.
I don't know what it is about screeners. They just can't stand still. They want a little hip check, that's the easiest thing to detect.
Well, the Warriors trying to figure out something. They'll have a chance to regroup against Minnesota with back-to-back games. Mannion with a floater. That went to trouble. Azubuike with a reject. And the ball thrown ahead by Morgan DeNiang as Ibuki in deep dropped it and was fouled by Pascal, who continues to have a very frustrating night.
Yeah, 2 of 6 from the floor. Missed the two free threes that he's taken. But I bet you Pascal, before this game is over, he might get up to double digits. I know he's going to try.
He will get shots up.
Yes, he will.
Side out for Utah.
Well, we've got Pascal in with James Wiseman.
Yep. Mia One goes in, throws a pass, deflected out of bounds by Pascal.
I like Steve Kerr putting Wiseman back in. Get him a little action, just get used to everything. He needs experience.
Absolutely. He needs reps.
Yep.
Off a screen. Long a three on the left side. Up and no good. Oney with the shot. Rebound the Warriors. Mulder down the floor. Mulder dribble drive to the rim. Gets inside and scores with a right hand.
4 minutes. That's the first shot that he's taken. We know he can drop in threes.
Now at the other end. Penetration. Ball comes kicked back outside. Shaq Harrison on the floor. Up top. Azubuki to Harrison. Harrison guarded by Mannion, rubbed him off on a screen. Lob for Azubuki goes over his head. He knocks down Wiseman. Ball to Poole. He'll fake. He'll drive in and score a layup. So Jordan Poole with a bucket.
Good decision.
There were many games, not this bad, but there were a whole bunch of games early in my Warrior tenure when the Warriors would go to Salt Lake City and the Stockton, Malone, Jeff Hornacek crew would just carve up Golden State. Long three up off the front rim and no good by Oney in the rebound to Wiseman.
Those teams during that era, they were a machine.
Nico Mannion nails a three above the break on the left side. His first NBA bucket comes in front of his family and his dad.
Good for him.
Always a moment to remember. Players never forget their first bucket. On the penetration, Niang gets it outside. Behind the back, Shaq Harrison handoff. Azubuki goes up. Clobbered from behind by Mulder. Saved by Mannion. No, he could not. It's out of bounds.
No foul call. He got a lot of the ball there.
Well, that is an indication, Jim, that the officials can see the scoreboard.
Okay.
That they have a good vision of ball and scoreboard.
And young players hate that when you're playing this kind of game and the outcome's already determined. And they let them get away with stuff and you miss the shot because you got hit. They don't call it. And you're trying to make yourself an NBA player?
Absolutely. Shot by Niang was no good. Mannion takes it, dribbles middle, handoff to Mulder on an impromptu weave.
Well, he wanted Mulder to go back door there. He wanted to bounce pass to him.
Ball Poole almost fell down, gets it over to Wiseman for three, and that play was going nowhere. Rebound to the Jazz. They had 1,500 fans in the house tonight. Niang down the lane, shot a six-footer about 4 feet. And it goes out of bounds, deflected. Well, 5:37 to go. Remember one game in Salt Lake City back when it was called the Delta Center.
Yes.
And Warriors were up two and change on the clock. Stockton got the ball at half court, dribbled down to the baseline, turned, pump faked, and then hit the shot at the buzzer to send it to overtime. And I could still never figure out how he got all that done in 2 seconds.
I understand.
There was no replay. Niang, pass deflected, out of bounds, Poole with the overplay.
Well, I remember the We Believe when the Warriors knocked off Dallas in that first round in 6 games and went to Utah and were leading in the first game. And Mikal Petras missed, I know he missed 2 free throws that would have given them a 4-point lead with about a minute to go.
Right.
Oh, man.
Those were killers.
They would have won the first game.
Oney with a long bomb from the right side. No good. Rebound goes to Wiseman. To Mannion. To Poole. Poole off the screen. Shoots a floater from a tough angle. That's up and good.
I know most people use the board there, but he didn't.
He's 2 of 6. He's missed all 3 of his threes. It's 117-90. Just kind of playing out the clock on this one. Pass for as Ibuki deflected away. On the run, Wiseman goes up and finger rolled it up and in with the right hand.
Now that shows you something too. Running like that and with the soft touch off the glass, a lot of people would bang that off that board.
13 points and 4 rebounds. Back cut by Shaq Harrison. Beautifully done. Grabbed it, laid it in. Steve Kerr's got called timeout. 4:18 to go. 119-92 Utah. Here on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Hey, we're back in the Dem Nation. Rakitic giving Warrior fans an Oakland Forever surprise. For a limited time, get an exclusive Warrior hoodie by Oaklandish. Free when you sign up for Rakitic and spend $25 at Warrior Shop, in-store or online. As an and one, you also get 10% cash back. 119-92 Jazz, 4:09 to go. Mannion off the dribble, step back with another jumper. Another three.
Timmy's using some moves like Stephen Curry there. Just kind of go and shake your man and then take a little back dribble and go up.
Absolutely.
And he's hit two of them now.
Well, you know, the thing about Mannion is that's intriguing. His floor game is good. I mean, he knows how to run an offense, run a break, handle the ball.
He's not especially fast, but he gets the job done. Here he is again.
Catches, open three left side, Nico Mannion. A little heat check there. No good. Rebound goes to the Jazz and Shaq Harrison. George Niang with it. Harrison dribbles into trouble, stumbles away to the left, and holds off Mannion, who Harrison now meets him on the other side. Off a screen by Azubuki. Harrison, two-hand heave to the corner. Morgan there for three. Well, swish.
It's been just a little scrimmage for the last quarter here.
Yep.
Wide open play. If you want to go and can play in free like that, you can do it.
Mulder to Mannion. 3 minutes to go in the game. As of right now, it's 122-95. Step back two by Wiseman's short. And it will go to Utah. Niang, baseline, rotates out. Open was Harrison. Got it over to Morgan. Back to Harrison. Harrison not shooting there. Waiting. Off the dribble. Harrison, hook pass, Morgan. Morgan from downtown. No good. Wiseman pulls down the rebound.
Hold on.
Big guy wants to run. Now in traffic. Stumbles. Goes up. No good. Ball tipped away. And then the composure he showed on the earlier break, he didn't show there. Got impatient there.
Well, he was anxious to score. Simple as that.
Lob for Azubuki. He goes up, grabs the rim, and got fouled.
The rookie who spent 4 years at Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
He's a legit 7-footer.
Well, Azubuki goes to the free throw line. I'll get a couple.
Born in Nigeria, where our Kalena was. Azubuki was born in London. And interesting, though, because Kalena Azubuki's the last name with this young man. Well, we'll talk about that later. It can be a first or last name, Azubuki.
More genealogy with Jim coming up later on in the post-game show. Azubuki hits both free throws. Did you know that Johnson, Jim, it's really son of John? Three by Poole on the left side. That's up and good.
How about Robertson?
There you go. Oh, my goodness. Poole takes it down the lane. Hand off. Wiseman dropped it and fumbled it away. Niang comes up with it. 124-98. Minute 50 to go. Cross-court pass stolen away by Mulder. Nice read. Mulder on the go. Cross-court skip to Mannion. He'll fake. Dribble drive. Hat knocked away. Gets it back. Goes up top for Mulder. Good catch on a low pass. Turns it into a three as he buried it topside. The truth is still out there.
Because Mulder's trying to play basketball here. He's played 10 minutes. He's only taken two shots and made them both.
Boy, Niang spins into a double team, stolen away by Mannion. Poole gets it. Flipped it ahead to Mannion, who drives in and scores. And Mannion not playing garbage minutes, if you will. Dribbling out of bounds was Harrison. He gets pushed.
Yeah, kind of a force out, but they don't have force out anymore.
I would have just given the ball the other way. Not that it matters in the game, but just as, like, what are you doing? So, 124-103. If
they had just backed off him, he was going to dribble out of bounds. You're right.
Warriors have a game with Phoenix next week, too. Get to see them, another really good team in the West. Shot up no good, saved by JTA, running the floor down the left side. Mannion takes it middle. Hand off Poole. Poole gets fouled on three, no good, and he will shoot. Well, out of the archives, had a chance years ago to talk with one Jeff Hornacek, the outstanding off guard, and talked about the pleasure of playing with Stockton and Malone.
Well, you know, it is that when I was traded here, I had played against John and Carl probably 50 times from my days in Phoenix. You know, we played them 6 times a year and seemed to play them in the playoffs every year. So, you know, I knew what those guys were like. And that's what's made it fun here is that, you know, me being a guy who goes by knowing how to play the game. You look at John, he does the same thing. And Carl, I really didn't. I thought he was just a big power guy when playing against them until I got here and realized how well he knows the game.
That's Jeff Hornacek as Poole goes to the line.
One of the all-time great shooters.
And Poole makes all three. It's 124-106.
I'm surprised with Hornacek because he became a head coach, Phoenix Suns, and he just didn't last long that way.
Now he's an assistant coach, runner by Harrison. No good. Azubuike cleans it up with a two-hand slam.
And thankfully, we're under a minute.
40 seconds to go. Mannion, baseline, draws a crowd, feeds Wiseman, got fouled, flipped it in. He's got to go to the line, chance for a three-point play.
Well, he's going to be ending up the second leading scorer tonight after Stephen Curry.
And like you said, in a normal situation, you wouldn't play your starting center with these minutes. Wiseman needs this time.
Yes.
He needs to have a little more success. He needs to play against other people.
He needs to see the ball go through the hoop and up and down. He just needs experience.
And you know what? He is going to be just fine.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be good. And Warrior fans are going to love him for years to come. Illegal screen called on Utah, forced by Mannion.
Of course, you know, I have a different perspective at this age and stuff, but the thing I like about James Wiseman is his demeanor, the way he handles himself. He speaks. He's kind. He's considerate. He's curious. I think he's just going to be terrific.
Mandy, great passing inside. Ball comes outside to Mulder. He'll fake, gets it to Wiseman. He fakes, drives, shoots a fadeaway from 14. No good. That's it. Rebound goes to Utah, and this one's over. Well, the Warriors started the night down 19-2, and now a foul as Toscano Anderson and Mannion pressure the ball with 3.3 to go and commit a foul.
And if it had ended right there, they'd lost by 18. They were once down by 40. But it's not going to be that way with two free throws coming, I would expect. I did not know you could have jerseys with a number 81.
Yeah, that's a little different.
I know Toscano Anderson, 95, and you explained that. I don't know the reasoning of 81.
Mia Oney, who was drafted for the Jazz by the Warriors, a late second-round pick out of Yale. So an Ivy League guy in the NBA. Of course, Chris Dudley was another Eli that played in the NBA. And the second free throw, no good. Rebound goes to Azubuike, and that's over. On a night where Stephen Curry moved up the NBA ladder, the Warriors take one on the chin. They were in the game for a little while at the end of the first quarter, but down 19-2 start, down 39-30 at the end of one. Final 127-108.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.